What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, I sound nothing like Mike Rivero. Steve Elkins sitting in for Mike Rivero, and Steve Starrs sitting in with me. Virginia Farber is our guest tonight. It's a second hour. This is September 28th, 2022. I just thought to myself, I wrote down something kind of smart-assy here, that if there are any casualties with the hurricane category 4 here, Ian, I hope not, and I pray there's not. But if there are any casualties, I'm sure that the government will list them as a COVID death. What do you think, Steve? We lost Steve.
Yeah, I'm still here, I think.
Oh, there you go.
But I was doing some adjustments here, and I got some. If you notice, maybe some of the listeners will. I'm having some dental work done, so I sound a little flirty here. I'm sorry about that, but I'm
you
always
sound
glad to be
along.
A little
bit like Elmer Fudd, just a little bit there, Steve.
But it's good, and
but I like Elmer Fudd. It's one of my favorite characters.
So much good stuff. I hate to even butt in because Virginia's still got so much more. You guys we're having a great show here. So let's take the calls and let's keep
let's
it
go
going.
Back to let's go talk to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Unfortunately,
all right.
bad joke. But no, I have to admit that she did have some very excellent points, especially about the financing and so forth. Except for one minor tweaking I have to admit to. One, the tax money that they get from the people to fund these organizations or departments or whatever is nothing compared to the funding that the Federal Reserve spits out to the military and other departments of the alphabet soup agencies that are behind this whole fiasco ecologically and you name it, whatever else, aquatic, you name it. So... Oh, and by the way, in my closing, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Corona. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm glad she brought up the point about the funding. I was going to tell you, they talk about these extreme weather events. Well, I think they're really pushing this so that people really think that this is all from climate change. But this year, Biden actually gave the largest funding ever to the NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration. So, you know, I believe that they are putting money into this stuff to prove that we have all these huge weather events. So,
Virginia, are the politicians, do they really know what's going on here? Are they just going along with it, or are they just plain ignorant?
I've tried to figure that out, too. You know, I've been fighting, you know, wireless and the smart grid and everything else for years, and I think to myself, well, you and your families are going to be exposed to this stuff, and I don't know if it's—honestly, I'm wondering sometimes if it's a mental illness of some type or if they've just got who they want in office everywhere, and that's
right.
A real possibility as well to push these agendas.
Maybe so. Now we got some more calls coming in here. Andrea in Oklahoma, you're on with Virginia Farber.
Yes. Thank you for the great work you're doing, Virginia, and thank you, Steve, for bringing her again so we can hear what she has to say. On YouTube, they have several different, and it's by the History Channel of all things, How to Weaponize the Weather, and that they use the St. Louis Arch as, to send out, you know, frequencies to it. They've been doing this for a long time. And, as Jesus said, even the least of you will be able to do what I have done and even more. So if you believe in yourself, your imagination, you use your imagination and you realize that it's only clouds, you can direct them away and defeat them. Just you have to think of it like if you were to blow out smoke after soaking, you know, taking an inhale of a cigar and realize that that's all it is. It's just energy. And you, with your mind, you are part of the Creator. You have power. So never doubt yourself. Each and every one of us, Art Bell, they had a great drought in California, and he asked everybody to think of rain. And to bring rain to California in the here and now, which is important because it's here and now. And they almost flooded, you know, there was a huge flood that hit. It is a very powerful thing. Each and every one of us has a bit of the great Creator in us. That's why they say your thoughts are so important, how you think. And it doesn't help having a station continually say we're going into World War III. There are all sorts of things about this, but it's one of the frontiers we have not really examined is how great our imagination is and what we do to affect things. And you have great effect over that, everything around you. Just concentrate on it not hitting your house, Steve, and really have power with it, because the emotion, it has to be there. You have more power in you than you think. So, yes, they've been toying with us for a long time. They don't give us any credit for any knowledge. And they're willing to destroy us and call us the Goyim. Thank you for your time. I know you think I'm an idiot now for sure.
No,
but,
not at all. Not at all. Thank you for your comments, Andrea. I appreciate that. You know, I lived in Oklahoma for, 4 years. I was in the military at Altus Air Force Base near, what was that other army base there, not too long far away. But the point is, I experienced some tornadoes there when I was living there. A couple of tornadoes actually shut our base down, hit our base. That was my first real tornado to be involved in. And I had no knowledge at that time about, is it possible to actually manufacture weather? I learned this much, much, much later. But now that I understand that the technology is there, they can actually make this weather. And what purpose and the evil people behind it and what their agenda really is, it's quite scary. To think this technology is being used and people are dying at the hands of this technology for an agenda. Hey, thank you for your call, Andrea. I appreciate the call. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Steve. Was that Andrea in Oklahoma?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay. She's right. The main thing is that you don't know why we have a hurricane, but in the book on Nahum, Nahum 1-3, if you read that, you will know that God is angry with wickedness, and they will not at all be acquitted. And one of the verses says it won't happen twice. And a lot of meanings people say to that is because he wiped them all out second time. So this is the second time that hurricanes have come where they're taking over in Florida. The homosexuals are taking over. Yes, they are. I mean, you cannot believe what they do. My phone switched right to it, and I saw it. And then it said something about my blocker's not working. Well, I'm glad it didn't that time. But she's right. But on the other hand, and she was right when she said, you pray that your house is okay, because you don't know why God is sending that. One of these days, those people are going to have to realize that there is a fear of God. He's bigger than anything that the government can do to us. I get so tired of people saying Trump didn't do anything. He wrote an executive order. Number 13929, and it said, you can find this on the nationalinterest.org feature, could China hack our electric grid? Joe Biden made an executive. And he said that is a national emergency with China and what they're doing to us. And he said that that we would not tolerate the grid being hacked by, this is what he said, by we will not tolerate, we will prohibit the acquisition, the installation of any bulk power electric equipment designed, developed, manufactured, or supplied, see, by persons owned by controlled by or by subject to the jurisdiction of our foreign adversaries, and he meant China, Russia, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, as foreign adversaries. And this, I don't know, I don't know if I wrote it down right. It says this order's not been suspended, but I thought that Joe Biden has suspended that. And they caught the Chinese, they caught them with the power pole. I can't think of it. Maybe it's a code word not to say. It's a 250-pound one, and it has a back door, and so they can shut down one particular pole and deny that people electricity. And they make all of them, except there's some of them made in Germany. We let right. China take over. We just weren't watching. And prayer's all we got left, Steve. But all you right. know what? I could tell you stories about hurricanes, about prayer, but I don't think people will believe it because you can't find that hurricane anymore. It was called Elena. When I lived in Florida, that thing went all over. It tried to get in Tampa. I said, it's not going to get in there. That's praying people. But I guess they quit doing that, see? The church has quit using their power.
All right. Pat, got to move on here. Thanks for your call. Okay. Appreciate that. Interesting perspective. I've got an observation and a question for both Steve Starrs and my guest, Virginia Farber here. First one is, they always continue to say that the oceans get warmer and this actually fuels the hurricane. And I'm starting to think, I'm a scuba diver, and I haven't been in a while, but as I scuba dive, I realize there's thermoclines. There are thermoclines, it gets cold, it gets hot, warmer, and it gets cold. And you find a nice cold temperature sometimes, and it stays nice. So I'm thinking that the theory that the oceans, the warm oceans, evidently they don't include the thermoclines, because that theory would not be sustainable in keeping an ocean warm, because the thermoclines come, I mean, they are cold, much colder than the surface temperatures. And nobody's ever really factored in thermoclines with the temperature of the ocean and the storms that go down over the top of the water. What's your feeling on that one, Virginia and Steve?
Well, I've done a lot of research on, you know, I'm just pretty much the dot lady. I agree with your last couple of callers with a lot of this. But, you know, we have the HAARP facility up in Alaska, and they shut it right. down, I believe it was in 2013, reopened it in 2015. But it sent chills down my spine, because one of their first connections from HAARP was to the University of Stanford University, okay? So anyway, there's two VLF research groups, and that stands for very low frequency, okay? There's one at Stanford University, and there's one at the University of Florida. And if you look up the VLF research group, this is HAARP. So basically, when it gave me chills down my spine is because I know that a lot of our colleges all throughout the United States are hooked to the HAARP system. So this is why I refer to the smart grid. It's not a smart grid. It's a HAARP grid. And HAARP I actually grid. Found documents HAARP. With the HAARP facility up in Alaska. This was years ago, and it said this HAARP facility could revolutionize two-way communication. So, you know, this is they've got buoys out in the oceans now, you know, and underground cables and all types of things. And this is how our colleges can now claim that they're global because they've got this all in place now.
You know, it's amazing that we have not seen or heard from any whistleblowers, Virginia and Steve, no whistleblowers from HARP. Nobody's come forward and said, hey, you know, I have a conscience. These are terrible things. They are manufacturing storms, tornadoes, typhoons, all these things. And I must let somebody know. Have you ever heard of anybody being a whistleblower against this agency?
They probably signed disclosure agreements where they cannot speak out about things. And that's what I'm assuming anyway.
You know what? But even John Brennan admitted, I think it's the Council on Foreign Relations, that this stratospheric atmosphere injection process and dimming was going on. I mean, this was right out in the open. You know, here he is talking about all of this. And, of course, we see the chemtrails. We see everything else that's happening. And as Virginia pointed out, and I think, I don't know if she mentioned this directly, but these UL listings on our smart meters are coming from China, and they're not up to snuff. And that's one of the reasons why we have a lot of problems with, I think, these overloads and surges right now. What we saw in Boulder area here was just an incredible disaster, Steve. I mean, this fire wiped out just about everything. There were helicopters, black ones, flying around over the area. The way that fire started and spread is extremely suspicious and mysterious. But I mean, this burned out, I don't know what it was, probably at least $5, $7, $10 billion worth of homes out there, and nice ones too. Yeah. It was really awful. But you know, as far as the thermal kinds go, yeah, I mean, I'm a scuba diver too. I haven't been in a long time either, but I mean, you get into one of the cold drafts down there, you know, coming up, and even with a wetsuit, you feel it right away. So these currents are flowing all the time, and the question is, you know, whether the overall temperature heating up is going to affect a lot of the cold currents depending upon depth and things like that is serious. I think what we're seeing right here is essentially what was laid out as a plan by the Council on Foreign Relations that they published in their publication, Foreign Affairs, years ago. And they said that the Chinese model of AI control will be the future. Game over. Game over. This is what we're going to have. I mean, right. You know how these people are, do we? They said that a long time ago. So a lot of this stuff is right out in the open.
Yeah, it is amazing, amazing. Another car coming in from Alberta here. Eric in Alberta, Canada, welcome to the show. Eric, are you there? Eric in Alberta.
Hello. Can you hear me?
There you go. You're on. You're live.
Hey. All right. Hey, I hope Mike is doing well with his surgery, and hope he returns to health pretty.
Oh, he's doing fine. You know. He's doing great.
Great, great. You know, every time somebody calls in about weather modification, weather warfare, geoengineering, or anything like that, Mike always shuts them down. So I hope he has the opportunity to listen to this show and maybe reconsider his stance on it. But that's not why I called. What I called about was, you know, about 10 years ago or so, I started noticing that when I'd watch the weather, you'd see a lot of scatter near the Doppler radar stations, and they would call it ground clutter. But, you know, what is ground clutter? Ground clutter, right? So I noticed that it seemed like they had to start attenuating the Doppler images that were coming up that they were showing on TV because there was just too much. And I was thinking that it was probably coming from the particulate from the stratospheric aerosol injection. I don't want to use the CH word. So I wanted to know what your thoughts were on the weaponization of the Doppler radar systems.
Well, here's what I think. I just wrote something out here to myself, a reminder. We know HARP exists. It's been around a long time. We know the base station is in Alaska. We've been told a lot of different things. The very idea of the agency itself, when there's no transparency, there is something to hide. And I do believe that. I don't know, Steve, Starve, if you believe that or not, Virginia. But in transparency, if there's no transparency, there's something to hide. And I'll come back and add to that comment after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say.
Back. This is what really happened. And to answer the question Eric in Alberta was talking about, and I mentioned that when there is no transparency, there is something to hide. Let me give you a little example here. We have examples all over the place, but one example I can give you recently is Pfizer trying to hide their documents, the ingredients to their vaccines, for 75 years to have this sealed up. Well, there's something to hide there. Because you wouldn't go through those actions if you had nothing to hide. So there's something to hide there. As far as Mike Rivera goes, I love Mike. We get along great. I agree. I disagree. But I disagree sometimes. You know, I disagree with respect. It's always with respect. But I got to say that Mike, I wouldn't say Mike totally disbelieves in some of these things in science here in technology with weather modification, because Mike has mentioned Operation Popeye. In Vietnam, the torrential rains, the cloud seeding to bring the torrential rains. And that is weather modification or weather creation. And so he's admitted that they have the technology to create these big, giant torrential downpours. So he's not totally in denial that the technology is there, but we may disagree on some other things. Does that answer your question, Eric?
Somewhat. It just seems like sometimes... Whenever somebody mentions the chemtrails word, I didn't want to say it, but I'm just going to say it. Then, you know, he just shuts it down. But you know, because that word is attributed to conspiracy kooks. You know, I get that. But
Well, we were called conspiracy. You know, let me stop you there real quick. Because Eric, I was called conspiracy theorist. I know Steve Starrs was a conspiracy theorist when I broke out and told you from the very beginning that COVID was a scamdemic, a plandemic, and this was not following true science. I was called that too. But guess what? I was right. I was 100% right.
Yep.
Sure. Going back to the Doppler radar.
Sure.
So, do you think that they can be utilized to steer and affect weather as far as, well, you know, all aspects as far as storms and whatnot?
Well, I think Virginia best broke that story a little bit. Using the satellites, go ahead and break that down, Virginia.
It's all about steering things. I actually did, even windmill farms have inadvertent weather modification with them. So it's just a huge system.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that makes sense. And I had one last question. So it seems like every time I see a cold front is reported, a cold front's going to start blowing through. Like the day before, the sky is just streaked with trails. And I was wondering if there's any correlation to that. Like why would they be spraying the day before a cold front blows through?
Well,
I've noticed the same thing here, but I'm not sure.
If the contents they're spraying are put out there to heat up the environment and you have a cold front, well then when you get cold hitting warm, you get what? You get tornado activity, right, Virginia? Steve?
Right.
They also shuttle moisture. By the way, a lot of times when you'll see these sprays going out and filling the air, if there's moisture coming in, it will shield that area from receiving a lot of it in the upper stratosphere, and it gets moved further to the east in the United States and, of course, in Canada there too, Eric, where things move across from the west to the east. And we see a lot of times this moisture eventually builds up in another place and causes a major flood when it converges with some of the actual natural moisture. We see that a lot in Colorado. These trails over the top of us as the cold front comes in, and instead of getting a lot of rain, we end up seeing that moisture shuttled over the top of us that way. And I think we, you know, as Virginia pointed out, you know, she read that piece. I had the advantage of that, of actually having her sent me that announcement from NOAA. All of these things that NOAA talks about and as illustrations of how weather modification can be changed and altered are spelled out by NOAA themselves with electronic pulses, electromagnetic radiation, various forms of cloud seeding. It's all there. And they let you know that it's illegal for private organizations, not the government, private organizations to use any of these that they name without a permit. I mean, this is what they're talking about here. So this stuff is very real. I mean, it's so obvious it's real. Yeah.
Well, Eric, let's go back to 1993. I remember there was a video out there. I think it's probably still on YouTube. And people say, oh, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. That's cuckoo talk, but direct energy weapons. Yes, they do. And he was called on the carpet about direct energy weapons. And he said they have not at that time been perfected yet. But yes, we're still working on it. So, again, technology, they said it was cuckoo, conspiracy theory talk. It does exist, and I've been called a kook and a conspiracy theorist on many, many things that have all come true. I talked about years ago, storing medical information beneath the skin surface. Then what do I find out? A document, a true proven document from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hiring MIT to come up with the patent and the trademark, whatever, to actually create this, and they did create it. It does exist. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Stay tuned.
Hey,
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And we go back to the phones here, too, in the lineup here. Let's go back to Mark in Georgia. Welcome, Mark. Mark in Georgia. Mark, drop. You just came on. Okay, let's go to Steve in Nevada. Steve, are you there?
How about a Scott in Nevada?
Okay, we'll take a Scott in Nevada.
Hi, Steve. One of the last times we spoke, you were on with John Statmiller, and the subject was the cargo congestion in the West Coast ports.
Yep.
And I'm a retired merchant marine guy, so. Your guest there just made a comment about fearing the weather, and I haven't heard anybody else say that except myself, and I'd like to explain how that could be. May I?
Sure, go for it. Good.
Okay, it works like this. The tropical regions, that's from 23 north to 23 south, running around the equator, that's where the sun is concentrated. So the warm air rises, as you know.
Right.
And then if it's coming from that region, warm air also holds more moisture. So you have warm, moist air rising. Now, what governs the surface phenomena is actually the jet stream. And there's low pressures and high pressures in the jet stream region. And now you're up at, 15,000, 15, 18, 20,000 feet up in that range and higher. But you get low pressures and high pressures in the jet stream also. So imagine if you're looking at sea level and, your eyeballs are at sea level and you're looking at warm air rising like a chimney. And then now put a low pressure in the atmosphere, in the upper atmosphere, the jet stream. So the warm air is going to rise. And where's it going to go? Like a chimney. It's going to go to the low pressure, going to keep rising to the low pressure in the jet stream. And it doesn't take much in the jet stream to create that funnel or chimney effect, if you will. So I think what is happening is that they're using HARP to create low pressures in the jet stream and thereby steering surface phenomena. So that's all I got to say.
Hang on the line here. Stay on there on with this one. Virginia, any comments to that?
I agree with him. And I don't think people understand this. I live in northern Colorado, and Colorado State University, CU Boulder, University of Denver, they're all hooked to the HARP system. So people have to understand this is on most college campuses now. So look how easy it would be to do anything they want to.
Steve Starrs, commentary.
Yeah, okay. Oh, by the way, Steve, ocean shipping rates for containers are dropping like a rock. So
yeah, they are. Yeah. The number's been tweaked for a long time. Like I said, Wall Street, I saw yesterday the Baltic Dry Index was 1813. I don't believe it's anything near that because I mentioned a couple days ago, billions and billions of dollars on orders have been canceled by Walmart. Even Target, number two, has canceled 1.5 billion orders. Santa Claus is not coming to town. Something is big coming on here. The Fed just raised the rates. This is going in a very bad direction here. So I look at that number, the Baltic Dry Index, not with much confidence. I don't believe it's a true number.
Okay. I'm just talking about Pacific container rates. So they've collapsed. It's amazing. Okay. I'll get off the air here.
I appreciate that call. Appreciate a good call. Very good call.
Really good call.
Stars.
Well, as we've been talking about, all of this is being planned and put together. There's no question about the fact that this is a man-made default. Everything is being taken apart. The question is, how do we stop them? And, I mentioned the other day when I was talking with Virginia that this organization, stand for healthfreedom.com, is one of those organizations where you can actually sign this petition and get involved with coming after the Centers for Disease Control. Now, this all pertains to the very same thing. The neat thing about what Virginia does, and what I've noticed over the years, is, of course, a lot of other people like your friend Orlene Kehoe and people like that as well. Ladies Waking.
Orlene Curlo.
Curlo. Okay, yeah. She's a wonderful lady, too, and I know that you've had her on, and she's a good friend of Virginia's. People need to get – the ladies need to get involved. We've got some great lady listeners here, of course. But this is all about health. It's all about your tracking you and for your identity. The diagnosis under the skin, as you talked about, Steve, the weather, the food shortages, the economic crash, all of this is combined. There's no question about the fact that this is a working big-time conspiracy. Now, do people believe in conspiracy theories? I don't know. Do you believe in organized crime? Do you know what organized crime is? I mean, what the hell difference is there between a conspiracy and organized crime?
I've made that same comment before. People say, oh, conspiracies, just the word itself was created by the CIA to basically stop you from questioning the government on the narrative that didn't make sense. So they decide to kookify you and say you're a nutcase, it's a conspiracy theory. But we've got nearly a million people in prison today that were caught committing a conspiracy and found guilty and punished and sent to prison. So you have a million examples right there of conspiracies that we found. So the idea that saying a conspiracy never happens, sure they do happen. We do catch them sometimes.
Sure do. I just recently served on a grand jury, and we were looking at a group of people, young people mostly, stealing cars and selling drugs. And they were pressing for racketeering charges because they carry heavier sentences, okay? I mean, this is what the whole thing was about. We were looking at this, and yes, I think we approved 147 counts out of 153 for indictment. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they were doing this. And by the way, the government was actually using Facebook. And these people were stupid. I mean, they were actually doing their business on Facebook. They had access to all this information. I asked the question of the DA, how did you get all this? And is it legal? Is it bench warranted, you know, with the Fourth Amendment and things like that? I'm kind of going a little too far to talk about some of this right now. But they did apprehend all the people. And they were right down the street from my block. But they were operating all over Colorado. Most of these people were selling drugs. They were stealing cars to move the drugs. They would steal an $18,000 automobile, drive it from one part of Colorado to another, sell a lot of drugs, and even leave the car with that person as part of the deal, or sell it for $150 to $200. They won't even fill these cars up with gas because there's surveillance at the gas stations. That's how bad it is. And I didn't mean to get onto that subject, but you see these carjackings going on by the masses in the big cities. I think, over 1,000 of them right now have taken place in Chicago. 1,000?
Chicago.
Anyhow. To get back, I didn't want to say too much because Virginia's got such great information, but you know, to tie all this together, Steve, is what we really need to look at. This is not all happening by mistake. This is happening by control and design.
Exactly. We got another caller here, one of our other listeners who calls in quite frequently. Haven't heard from him in a while. Fred in Iowa. Welcome, Fred.
Yeah, hi. George Bush, right after 9/11, made a statement. I can't say it verbatim, but no conspiracy theorist. But anyhow, in 1948 or 49, I was 11 or 12 years old, so I can't remember it real well. But I was listening to the radio, and for about 3 or 4 days, they said that they were seeding or spraying the clouds, and they were doing it with dry ice. And then I asked my dad about it, and he kind of made a joke, and he didn't know, and he said, well, farmers need rain, you know. But that's what I heard over the radio in 48 and 49. That's all I got to say. Have a good day.
That's great, interesting.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Virginia, any comments on that?
Well, they've been doing weather modification for decades, and also it is big business. I've seen several different weather modification organizations that actually work for the NOAA. So this is it. And I wanted to mention, too, speaking about the grid and all this 5G stuff, I want people to look up the government nitrate agencies, and that's spelled NITRD. It's over 20 federal agencies that are all working together. And from what I've read, it's the Clintons and the Al Gore. I mean, he was really involved in all this. They knew they were going to do this grid nonsense back in the early 90s. So, you know, and they've been highly involved in it. So I think that's a part of the reason that President Clinton actually passed that 1996 act in Section 704, where you cannot sue over health effects. So, you know, this is the stuff that they knew they were going to do this. So this is all been planned.
I think you're right. Well, you had a victory recently, a victory against 5G in Flower Hill, New York. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Flower Hill, New York. The judge actually came out, and they wanted to, and he, it was a denial for the small cell applications. And it was a landmark legal case, and the judge granted, or quoted from the 1996 Telecom Act, citing that the provision that nothing in this chapter shall limit or affect the authority of a state or local government or instrumentally thereof over decisions regarding the placement, construction, and modification of personal wireless service facilities. And he also went on to state that the 1996 Telecom Act did not necessarily apply to all this stuff and the uses of the new wireless broadband and things. And it said, he also stated, improved capacity and speed are desirable, and in parentheses, and no doubt profitable, goals in the age of smartphones. And he went on to wrote, but they are not protected by the act. So that was a big win. There's a big lawsuit out of Lake Tahoe, California. They're putting up these monopine cell towers, you know, and all the, and they're fighting it with the plastics that are going to degrade from the microwaves and through the, all the weather and everything. So that's going on. And then Pittsfield, Massachusetts has a lawsuit going on. And right now there was a, it was Murray versus Motorola. This was from 2001. This is, they are now having evidentiary hearings in order to take cell phones and brain cancers to court. And this has been going since, like I said, 2001. And all this, this, the FCC, the CTIA, the wireless industry, and all of the phones are pretty much listed in this lawsuit. And this should, we're hoping for good results from that. And then yesterday, of all things, there's now a lawsuit against cell phones in Canada, class action. So hopefully some of these things will start getting cleared into the courts and maybe can start helping us fight all this crazy stuff going on.
You know, with the cancer rate exploding, actually rising quite a bit, many different cancers that are rising in cases, and the glioblastoma, the brain tumors also, because that's kind of my field of medicine. They're going to Virginia. They've got this worked out already in the rhetoric to saying it's because of climate change. We have polluted our environment so much. We're seeing more cancers, and you are the cause, when we know these cell towers, the EMR, the EMF, they are radiating out there, is causing cellular damage, brain tissue damage, cellular damage, and creating these cancers. But they're going to be passing this off to you and I because of our lifestyles. It's the amount of carbon you put out in the atmosphere. You've changed the weather. You've created more diseases, and they're never going to be held accountable. I don't know how to wake people up to the technology, and you've talked about this before, the technology craze. The young people are just addicted to this technology. I mean, they look down at their phones. They never look up. They walk right out in the path of a car. The technology, these kids are just crazed with it, and unfortunately, they're our future, and they seem to want more of this technology that's going to bring us more future harm to our health. Your comment?
Well, they're addicted. They're addicted to this, and there's actually, I actually talked to Barry Trower out of the UK one time, and he said the same chemical reaction that kids get from their cell phones is if they're on morphine or heroin. And so this is why if they get a vibration that they're getting a text, I mean, they're just, their brains, I mean, they're being affected in this way. Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about this in several groups, and it's, I'm pretty much convinced that it's going to be a body count. And it's not just brain cancers. And they said within the last 15 to 20 years, most people that did get gliomas of the brain, you know, were in 65 or above, and they said now they're seeing kids in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that are getting them.
Amazing. I know.
So
yeah, there's definitely a causation there that we need to look at, but they don't want to look in that direction, no doubt about it. Steve Starrs, any comments on that?
Well, Virginia's been covering this so well for so many years, really, and she's personally had her own suffering due to this, and I know she, it's hard for that story. She lost her son due to brain cancer, so she knows what she's talking about. We have fought this battle, and we did win it in the Ninth Circuit of Appeals. She was one of the plaintiffs on that lawsuit to the U.S. Supreme Court. We should ask her about the recent video that she's doing with RFK Jr. Just recently, she's back again on another video with him. I don't think we got to that point, but Virginia, do you want to go into that and explain to the latest video interview you did with RFK Jr. And,
sure.
And the Children's
Health Defense? Maybe sometime I can get on and explain thoroughly what happened to my son and how I pretty much have become a cell tower expert over all this stuff, but yeah, we won this lawsuit via the Children's Health Defense, and I was on the CHD, the Children's Health Defense Council TV network last week, and this is about evidence about what's going on. So they interviewed me for an hour, and I think you can still catch it on their website. But, yeah, we won this lawsuit. It was August 13th of 2021. It was against the health effects of wireless radiation. And during the hearings, the FCC attorney said, we are a spectrum allocation agency. We are not a health agency. So this is so the judges were even saying, well, then who's in charge of the health? And see, they keep so they're looking at standards now. And I think I'm hoping I just jump up and down. I'm so excited when I hear about these lawsuits. The brain cancer lawsuits are for hundreds of millions of dollars, and I hope this happens. And once this goes down, then we can go after the smart meters as well too. And I'm in a film called Take Back Your Power, and it, you can access it online. It's takebackyourpower.net, and it's an investigation into the smart meters in our home. And this is the problem with the technology that's coming out. It's all this data, the data waves that we're getting from our cell phones, from the smart meters. These are all the pulsed waves, and these are the ones that are the most damaging to our bodies. And the 5G millimeter waves actually will cause blindness rather quickly, and also it makes your sweat glands of your bodies little antennas for the Internet of Things or the Internet of Bodies when it comes up. So, yeah, we've got to get this stuff stopped. And, you know, I haven't had cell phones since 2008, and I urge people to try and get off of them and only use them when absolutely necessary. You know, if somebody leaves you a message, then get home to your landline phone and use it. And, you know, this will actually curb the massive amounts of cancers I think we're seeing at this point in time as well.
And we haven't even factored in yet the shots, the damage from the shots, the COVID shots that we're going to be seeing over the next couple of years. I do believe we're going to see the bodies piling up, Virginia. Let's go back to the phones. We had a returner we lost earlier, a caller. Mark in Georgia, you're on with Virginia Farver.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm wearing a headset. I'm driving, so I'm trying to not be long so I don't get freaking tumors in the brain from this thing. Anyway, okay. I realize people are addicted to technology. I just had a conversation through text with a friend on a group chat about that earlier today, and I was like, look, you got to get off the stuff. I mean, I use it, but I try not to be too addicted to it. But now, Mr. Elkins, I think you're probably the most comprehensive understanding host on the network. I don't listen to Chris Hinckley, but from what I understand, maybe he's a little bit more on all of the subjects. But for like Mike Rivero and some other people that don't believe in certain things, it's like, and he probably only believes in Operation Popeye because it's been disclosed. So he has to go with that.
But yeah, but that is weather modification.
I know, but think about this. There was spoken about or written about weather modification thousands and thousands of years ago, and that was the Anunnaki had taught the Sumerians all of their technology and math and health and astrology and all that. And one of the things they wrote down was, hey, we are going to use humans as a slave race to mine gold, to turn it into gold dust and take it back to our planet and sprinkle it into the atmosphere to save our atmosphere from burning up from the sun. So basically, we're just copying the same thing with aluminum and the barium and some of the other metals. But here's the thing. Most people, oh, that's crazy. I don't want to hear about that. They'll believe some stuff in the Bible, but they won't take stuff that was predating the Bible. And hurricanes have been around a long time before there were freaking a bunch of gays in Florida. And it's just mankind's attempt to explain a bunch of stuff. I'm not saying you don't believe in God, because I think God is out there. He created us. I don't think he has a hand in everything we do. But basically, it's almost like force in, like, Star Wars. It's just the force that holds molecules together, and we can't explain it. And it's responsible for everything. But I don't really like Star Wars, and I don't really like Disney because it's gay anyway, just like Pat says. And that's all I got to say. Thanks.
All right, Mark. Appreciate that. Comments, Steve Starrs, Virginia?
Virginia?
I don't know what to say about that, but like I said, I had some good points. But yeah, I just think that I kept hearing about an extinction event, and I think we might be heading towards that. And it's all by our own doing, from our own habits and everything else.
There's going to be some survivors. There have to be some survivors, Virginia. And I think there are a group of people, the elites, the chosen ones, and they will be the ones that be part of the 500 million to repopulate the world. And unfortunately, I don't think we all made the list.
I don't think so either. And like I said, with these shots, that's got that graphene oxide in it. And I've done a lot of research on that stuff too. So maybe you'll have me on some other time to talk about that. But yeah, I got a friend that lives in Arizona that Super Bowl game is supposed to be there, I think she said, this year. And they are putting antennas, 5G antennas, underneath all the seats. And basically, if you call or receive a cell phone message while you're there, this will radiate you, and it says it actually will, over time it will bust your blood vessels apart. So, this is stuff we need to be aware of, and a lot of these sporting venues are going to start having this stuff installed, and airports and all kinds of things. So just be aware.
You watch this technology here at the Super Bowl there, underneath the seat there, you're going to have men with testicular cancer and women with cervical and uterine cancer coming up later on in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's been new studies, too, that this is causing osteoporosis. People are putting these cell phones in their back pockets, and now it's causing osteoporosis and bone cancers. So this stuff does happen, and unfortunately, I think there's going to be a human toll to it. And, all I'm trying to do is get the message out to please try and protect yourself. And the problem I have with it is I haven't had a cell phone, but now with these antennas, it's going to be in my face, and I don't want this. There's going to be no place to run, literally.
We're going to try to get one last call in really fast here. Sally in Alaska, you're on with Virginia Farber.
Hey, I'm glad I got in. I have a funny story about chemtrails. Yeah, we got a 5G right up the road for me, and it's messing with all our Wi-Fi and our heads. But listen, my friend who came up to Alaska with me originally and was a kid friend of mine from New Jersey, and she was up here last year and playing an old Leave It to Beaver show. I don't know whether you've heard this before, but Beaver's out in the front yard, and he comes running into his father and says, Dad, you got to come see these weird clouds. Father walks out and says, that's okay, son. They're just chemtrails. Now, when was Leave It to Beaver on?
There you go. Hey, thanks for the call. Wow. I appreciate it. Virginia Farber, thank you so much for coming on the second time. We'll have you back again, definitely. Steve Starrs, thank you for riding Shotgun with me.
My pleasure.
That completes our show this evening. I'm back again on Sunday with my show, Off the Beaten Path. We do have William Riphelm with Laura Corvino on the National Intel Report coming up next. Thank you again. Thank you again, Virginia and Steve Starrs.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. We will talk again.
Thanks, Steve.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.